Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Talking all things Texas Longhorns spring football with our good friend Brad Kellner of Texas Sports Unfiltered. Does a fantastic job talking Longhorns on a day-in, day-out basis. Brad, What's going on, my man? Appreciate you taking the time.
Now, Chris, appreciate the invite, man. Love spring football season for so many different reasons, but just chomping at the bit to make the move over to the SEC and get to the real thing this fall. Love talking ball and excited to be here with you.
So, Brad, let's start with that. When you talk spring football, and there's always a sense of urgency, but with this being Texas's first year in the SEC, you know what's coming this fall. Have you sensed an extra sense of urgency? Is there a different type of energy around Steve Sarkisian's program? As you know, again, it's always business as usual, but when you know you got SEC football starting up, there's a lot to prove. You want to build off of last year, that college football playoff appearance. Do you sense kind of the next level of an energy surrounding the program day in, day out during spring football?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, this fan base is as excited as it's been in a long, long time. And last year, we'll go back to that before we kind of focus on 2024. Last year was so big for Texas for so many different reasons. It was their last chance to prove to their world, but also prove to themselves that they are ready to make the leap to the toughest conference in college football. And they had a chance against an SEC team on the road in week two to kind of showcase that, okay, they can hang with the biggest dogs in college football. They went on the road to Tuscaloosa, beat Alabama by double digits, and that kind of set the tone. And then, of course, after that, they go out and win the Big 12. They make it to the college football playoff. It was the best year Texas has had since 2009. So that alone was huge for Texas. And then, yeah, with the move to the SEC on top of that, you know, Steve Sarkisian has this fan base excited. I'm excited. And we just can't wait to see what happens when we get to the fall.
So, Brad, let's go on the field on the offensive side of the football. We'll start there. Obviously, Quinn Ewers returns, and I think it's safe to say he is one of, if not the best quarterback in the SEC that'll take the field this year. But the wide receiver position was one that I know we talked about a couple weeks ago, a question that Texas needed to answer. You lose Xavier Worthy, Jordan Whittington, along with a host of others as well. So you're looking for new production there. Obviously, Texas was very, very active in the transfer portal, right? Picking up Isaiah Bond from Alabama, also Silas Bolden from Oregon State. You returned Jonte Cook. What have you heard about that position in regards to there's a lot of talent in the room, but a lot of moving pieces? What have you heard? Who's had a big spring? And who do you feel like, from what you've heard, is going to step up and be those top targets for Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, Chris, it's crazy, right? Texas might have two receivers drafted in the first round of the NFL draft next week, and their wide receiver room might be better in 2024 than it was in 2023. Now, I don't know if they have two first-round receivers in this room. I don't know if they have one first-round receiver in this room. But top to bottom, this wide receiver group is just stacked with talent. You brought up Isaiah Bond, the top transfer portal receiver. Every SEC fan knows him very well. Every Alabama fan loves him. Every Auburn fan hates him, right? Matthew Golden coming over from Houston, an elite return man, an all-conference return man in the Big 12 last year. Also a super productive receiver. Had a great game against Texas, so Longhorn fans got to see him firsthand. He's super talented as well. You brought up Silas Bolden, who was not here for the spring, but will get here from the fall. He was Oregon State's best receiver last year, and Oregon State had a hell of a year in the Pac-2. So you've got those three guys coming in as transfers, but also Jonte Cook, who was a five-star last year, and then Ryan Wingo. That's a name to look out for, right? Ryan Wingo, a true freshman, a five-star from St. Louis, one of the top 10 players in the country, according to just about every recruiting outlet out there. That guy has had a tremendous spring to this point. So there's a lot of talent for Texas in that wide receiver room. All of those guys, I think, have a chance to be really, really special players. And yeah, you combine all of them with a quarterback like Quinn Ewers, who has, you know, maybe the best Heisman odds of any player in college football, then this Texas passing game should be really, really productive in 2024.
Brad, there's been a battle this spring at the right tackle position. And I mentioned, you know, a couple minutes ago, about the intensity that's surrounding Texas football right now, getting ready for life in the SEC. You know as well as I do, it's all about line of scrimmage. It's all about physicality. And again, so anytime you got a battle, a position battle in the offensive front, defensive front, what have you, that is going to be looked at under much more of a microscope than it would have otherwise. Because again, you know you got to have those big uglies up front to compete week in, week out. How has that battle gone at the right tackle position? Obviously, names such as Cole Hudson, Cam Williams, Nito Umiazulu, and Malik Agbo competing for that job. But how has that battle gone? And also, do you feel like that's been something that they've emphasized more than normal, or has it been business as usual when it comes to, hey, we know we got to get down and dirty if we want to win big in this conference?
Sure. Well, the good news for Texas is 80% of the offensive line is back from last season, right? You're only asking about the right tackle spot because that's the only new face that Texas will have to replace on the O-line. So you've got Kelvin Banks at left tackle. He's a future first-round pick. You've got Jake Majors, who's about to be a fourth-year starter at center. You've got DJ Campbell at right guard, who was a five-star. There's some other talent on the offensive line, so hopefully the whole group shouldn't be an issue. But yeah, right tackle, it's Cam Williams' job to lose. I mean, this guy's 6'5", 360, Chris. He is a massive human being. And he's got the size. He's got the strength. My question is, does he have the quickness to hang with some of the elite edge rushers in the SEC? And that's one thing. Like, Texas has a great edge room. We might get to the defense here in a little bit. But that's the thing that I'll be looking for in the spring game coming up this weekend. How does Cam Williams do against the Texas edge rushers? Is he quick enough on his feet? Is he mobile enough to be able to hang with those guys? Or is he going to get just torn apart all day on Saturday? So in Texas's perfect world, yeah, Cam Williams is the starter at right tackle. He's sort of the favorite. If you put Vegas odds on it right now, he would be the leader, but they've got contingency plans. One of them involves moving Hayden Connor, who was the left guard last year, out to right tackle and putting Neto Umeozulu, good job on that pronunciation, by the way. That's a tough one. Putting him at left guard. So they've got some depth here, which is something that Texas has really lacked on the O-line throughout this kind of 12 years of suck that they had from 2010 to 2022. They actually have some depth. So if Cam Williams doesn't work out, it's not going to ruin their season. But you said it, man. Like, football is won and lost in the trenches, especially in this conference. So Texas, they've got to find some combination of five starters up front that is going to get the job done if they want to compete in the SEC.
Now, Brad, you mentioned the Texas defense, and I feel like they're overshadowed because when we think Longhorns, we think Quinn Ewers, we think about all the weapons on the offensive side, but the defense, solid a season ago. You do lose your defensive line coach to LSU over the course of the offseason, but expecting big things from Texas's defense yet again. What have you heard about the day-in, day-out progression of that unit and how they're gearing up for life in the SEC in this first year upcoming?
Yeah. We'll start from the secondary and then work our way closer to the line of scrimmage, right? The secondary was the biggest Achilles heel for Texas last season, right? They lost two games, one to Oklahoma in the regular season, and obviously the college football playoff loss that everybody saw against Washington. The Texas secondary, just they couldn't get off the field. Like, they couldn't cover anybody. This pass defense ranked 105th in the country in 2023. So Steve Sarkisian kept the two secondary coaches. Some Texas fans were hoping for some change there, but Sark didn't make any moves in terms of the coaching staff, but a lot of new personnel for Texas. They brought in Andrew Makuba over from Clemson, a three-year starter for Clemson, was a part of their college football playoff team back in 2021. He's really, really good. And Texas has some young cats in the secondary who played a lot as true freshmen last year and played pretty well at times. They're hoping a guy like Manny Muhammad at corner and a guy like Derek Williams at safety can take big steps in year two. So the talent is there, right? Like, Texas under Sark has recruited incredibly well. You don't get scholarship offers to play at the University of Texas if you don't have talent. But can that group get better? All signs out of spring is that they have looked a lot better. Now, me, Chris, I've got UTSD, as I like to call it, right? It's PTSD for Longhorn fans. I'm in wait-and-see mode. Like, even if they show out on Saturday and look great going up against that Texas wide receiver room that we just talked about, I'm still going to be like, all right, what does it look like against other teams? Because last year was so bad. But the Texas secondary, if it can improve, that will go a long way into helping this defense. But the toughest thing, the biggest question for Texas to answer is, how do they replace Devondre Sweat and how do they replace Byron Murphy, right? Byron Murphy's about to be a first-round pick next week. Devondre Sweat was the Outland Trophy winner as the best interior lineman in all of college football in 2023. So those guys, I mean, Texas had a top-five rush defense in the country, and those guys were also good at rushing the passer from the inside of the D-line, which quarterbacks hate more than anything in the world. So those guys are huge, and they are going to be huge to replace. Texas has some bodies there. They hit the transfer portal. They brought in a kid from from Arizona named Tia Savea. They've got some options there, but what's the drop-off like for Texas? Can they still have one of the best run defense in college football? Can they still have a dominant, disruptive defensive line despite losing two NFL players? That's another thing that's going to go a long way into determining just how good this defense can be.
Now, Brad, we're not going to get our answer to this question until toe meets leather this fall and we see it play out in the field, but a number and some stats that jumped out to me when I was looking at Texas spring preview and Texas football a season ago was the issues in the red zone. Is that something that you've heard Steve Sarkisian talk about this spring? And again, there's nothing that can happen in spring football that's going to say, oh, that's a sign that things are going to be better. But I got to believe that's something they've been harping on constantly and that Steve Sarkisian has been asked about. What's the chatter been like around the red zone woes from a season ago and what they're doing to fix that?
Yeah, maybe I lied, right? Maybe that was the biggest Achilles heel for Texas last season. And it's kind of fitting that, you know, the Longhorn season ended on a red zone miscue, right? They had four opportunities at the 12-yard line against Washington to win that game and make it to the national championship. And they turned it over on downs as time expired and they came up a few yards short. So, yeah, that was a problem for Texas last year. And it's funny you asked that, Chris, because Steve Sarkisian had a media availability earlier today, and he was asked about the closed-door scrimmage the Longhorns had this past weekend. And somebody just asked, like, okay, who was good? What was good? Who was bad? What was bad? And Sark said, now, the red zone offense was great, and the red zone offense has been great throughout the spring. So that's another thing. I think a lot of Longhorn fans are in wait-and-see mode, right? What does it actually look like against other teams? But Sark has made that a point of emphasis clearly, and he was talking very highly about how this offense has performed in the red zone this year. So we'll see. I mean, with the three-year starter at quarterback, hopefully that helps. With a lot of guys coming back on the offensive line, hopefully that helps. And you've got two really good running backs. You think those guys could be good in the red area too, but there's no question that that has to be better. It's kind of amazing that Texas went, you know, 12-2 last year, despite being one of the least efficient red zone offenses in the country. If they can figure that thing out, then they've got a good chance to get back to where they were last year and maybe take it even a step further.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Brad, a couple of names that have jumped out to you that you've heard being there, obviously boots on the ground in Texas, no pun intended, obviously, but names that have jumped out to you, maybe guys that aren't household names that SEC fans should at least keep an eye on once toe meets leather, and guys that you're not going to be surprised if they emerge and burst out on the scene this season from what you've heard this spring.
Yeah. Have you heard of a guy named Arch Manning by chance, Chris?
never heard of him, Brad. I've been living under a rock.
Oh, man. I shouldn't start with him, but I will because I already brought him up. Like, Quinn Ewers has missed games, plural, in each of his two seasons as the starting quarterback at Texas. You know, last year the Longhorns had Malik Murphy as QB2. He's now at Duke. So if something happens to Quinn, and I almost feel like I should say when something happens to Quinn, then Arch Manning is going to get called upon. So he, by all accounts, has had a very good spring. We'll see what he looks like in the spring game, of course, on Saturday. We know the excitement surrounding him, but obviously keep an eye out for Arch Manning. Everyone will know the second he enters any game this fall. But a couple of other names, you know, Jaden Blue at running back. Like, I don't know if he's going to be the starter for Texas at running back because they've got C.J. Baxter, who actually started over Jonathan Brooks last year in a pretty questionable decision because Jonathan Brooks was one of the favorites to win the Doak Walker before he tore his ACL pretty late in the season, and Brooks might be the first running back selected in the NFL draft. So C.J. Baxter, as a true freshman, did enough last fall to win the job. There's a damn good chance he wins the job as the starting running back this year, But I honestly think Jaden Blue was better at the end of last season. He's going into his third year, had better numbers than CJ Baxter. He just looked a little shiftier for me than Baxter did. So watch out for Jaden Blue to emerge as the next great Texas running back. I mean, they had Bijan and Roschon Johnson a couple of years ago. They had Jonathan Brooks this past season. I don't know if either Baxter or Blue is going to put up the numbers that those guys were putting up, but I think Blue has a chance to be really, really special. And then on defense, Colin Simmons, five-star edge rusher, true freshman, early enrollee from Duncanville. This guy's a monster. Look out for him. Alabama fans know Anthony Hill very well. Five-star true freshman last year who was basically in spy on Jalen Milroe all game long. And Anthony Hill was so good, Alabama thought they needed to bench Jalen Milroe after that game. So those guys, look out for them. And then Trey Moore is the last name I'll bring up. Transfer from UTSA. So obviously a big step up in competition for him going from the ACC to the SEC. Guy had 14 and a half sacks last year. And by all accounts, he's having a tremendous spring too. So do I think he goes for 14 and a half sacks in the SEC? Absolutely not. But he's a guy who could cause some problems for SEC offensive lines this year. So there's four or five guys that by all accounts have had very good springs. But I think SEC fans are going to be hearing a lot of when we get to conference play.
Brad, have there been any surprises with Texas spring ball? Do you feel like it's been business as usual and what you've expected to hear from the Longhorns?
Yeah, that's a great question. Any surprises? Not any huge surprises to this point. Everything's been pretty good. I mean, there have been a couple of depth guys. There's a guy, Trey Wisner, who has really been buried on the depth chart the last couple of years, and he's a running back. He's as good as he's been in the spring, and it feels like every player and every coach has given rave reviews about Trey Wisner every time they've been put in front of a microphone. Like, he's been a surprise, but at his best, he's the third running back on this team. So if Baxter and Blue don't get hurt, I don't know how many snaps there are going to be for Trey Wisner, but that's a name that a lot of Longhorn fans have been hearing a lot about. So yeah, everything has been okay. You know, I'll knock on wood. Texas has been pretty good in terms of the injury bug to this point. I'll give one more name on defense, a guy by the name of Jalen Gilbo, who sort of plays that star position in the Pete Kwiatkowski defense. It's the nickel corner position. You know, he's behind Jadae Barron, who was an all-conference player last year. So I don't know how many snaps Jalen Gilbo is going to get, but it sounds like he's going to force his way onto the field. I don't know if he's going to play star. I don't know if they're going to try him at safety. I don't know if they're going to move Jadae Barron somewhere else. But that's a guy who hasn't played a ton during his Texas career, but he was a pretty highly touted recruit coming out of high school, and it feels like it's finally starting to come together for him. So a couple of guys, I guess surprises in a positive way for the Longhorns. I'm not quite sure how much they're going to play, but guys who have turned some heads at least throughout the spring.
Brad, the orange-white spring game is set for this Saturday, April the 20th, 2 p.m. Eastern, I believe is the kickoff, which, by the way, before we go any further, I noticed this, and I want to ask you, Texas and Oklahoma, bitter rivals. Spring game is on the exact same day at the exact same time. There is no chance that is a coincidence, right? Like, I feel like those two schools, those two coaches are like, we're going to make the prospects pick which school they go to. We're not going to let you go to both. You're going to pick one or the other. Like, that comes off to me, and I love it, but it comes off to me as like this pettiness rivalry thing. Am I right there, or is it really coincidence that they're the exact same time, exact same day?
There's no way. It's just a coincidence, right? And something that I feel like may be a coincidence, but I'm not sure if it is. There's a chance of rain in both Austin and Norman on Saturday. So there's talks like, oh, shoot, these spring games might not even happen, which would suck for a billion different reasons. But yeah, it is pretty hilarious that both teams have the spring game at the same time. And I saw this earlier on Twitter, Chris. I haven't verified to see if it's true. I got to text my sources up in Norman, but I think Oklahoma might be charging their fans to go to the spring game. So welcome
Big
to the world of
true.
NIL, right?
Big like that's true.
If you want us to keep recruiting amongst the elite teams in college football, then all right, you'll pony over 10 to 15 bucks for a spring game ticket. So yeah, that I don't know if that happens around the rest of the SEC. I don't think I've ever heard of that, but Texas is free admission to DKR this weekend.
You know, Brad, my reaction to that is the line from National Lampoon Christmas Vacation when I forget his name, but the guy who's the Mr. Sherry, I think, or whatever, tells his wife that he cut the Christmas bonus. He says, all the lousy ways to make a buck, That's my initial reaction to that information. So anyways, we'll take that up with the OU folks another time. But anyways, let's just assume the spring game does happen. Obviously, as you mentioned, storms could make that a washout, which would be really unfortunate. But let's just say the weather gods smile on the Texas Longhorns this weekend. What do you most want to see? And what would you say Texas fans most want to see to consider this a successful spring game? Besides, of course, no injuries, which is the most obvious.
Well, shoot, I'd love to see Joey Chestnut out there. I mean, come on, we got him in Oxford.
You want a dunk contest?
That was absurd.
Evan on seven, no pads, no nothing.
I mean, you know, Ole Miss fans have been defending that on Twitter over the last few days, and I'm sitting here like, what are we doing? But hey, it's about the players. Seems like the players had a good time and whatever. But no, I'd like to see 11-on-11 football. And by all accounts, that's what we're going to see on Saturday. So look, I'm a fan when it comes to this stuff. Like, I'm a fan first and foremost. So I pay most attention to the quarterbacks, and I pay most attention to the newcomers, right? The quarterbacks, Quinn Ewers, has he taken a step? He took a huge step from his first year at Texas to last season. If he takes another step anywhere close to that big, then yeah, he's got a real shot to win the Heisman, and there's a damn good chance he's at least going to be in New York in the month of December. So what does Quinn Ewers look like? It's a lot of new receivers out there. Has he already developed a good rapport with those guys in just the span of spring football? Arch Manning too, right? Once again, I expect him to play at some point this fall. Does he look better than what he looked like last season? So the quarterback's the most important position on the field. I'll be keeping an eye on that. And then the newcomers, whether it's the freshmen. I mean, Texas had 18 early enrollees this year. That's a school record. They also brought in a really, really talented transfer class as well. We talked about Andrew Makuba. We talked about Trey Moore. Talked about Isaiah Bond. I mean, there are a number of guys who are expected to be plug-and-play starters here at Texas. So this is the first time, obviously we've seen those guys at other schools, but this is the first time we get to see them here in Austin. What do they look like? What do the freshmen look like? Those are the biggest things for me. So good quarterback play. Can some of the newcomers show up and show out? Like, I remember last year, Adonai Mitchell, of course, the Georgia transfer, part of those two national championship teams, he had this filthy one-handed catch in the end zone. And I think Texas fans were already excited about him. It's like, well, this guy was really good for the team that just won it all 2 years in a row. So it's going to be great to have him. He made that catch and showed out in the spring game. And it's like, oh, shoot, we might really have something special here. And it turned out Adonai Mitchell is incredible. He's going to be a first-round pick more than likely next week. So who's going to be the guy like that to step up? Is there a newcomer who just turns everyone's head and is like, oh, man, we really found something here out of the portal? Those are the things that I will be personally keeping the closest eye on.
Brad Kellner, Texas Sports Illustrated, does a fantastic job. And guys, you may see some Texas Sports Unfiltered and SEC Unfiltered crossover content here very, very soon. Word on the street. Stay tuned for that. Brad, appreciate you as always, my friend. It's always a pleasure. Let's definitely do this again soon. And again, fingers crossed the weather gods shine on Texas this weekend and we get some Longhorns football.
Amen. Chris, you're the man. Appreciate your time. And man, love the content on SEC Unfiltered. Keep up the great work. You guys are crushing it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you. We'll do it again soon, my man.
Yes, sir.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.